This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's no way we're going to not take guys the headlines. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, health news. We have to talk about women balding. We need to talk about a baby formula, possible contamination. We're going to tell you that. But, you know, sadly, we got, you know, this possible impending war that could bring in, you know, all of us and become World War III. So any news we get on that, we're definitely going to share. And as we discussed earlier, they now are estimating that there's close to 200,000 troops that Russia has now amassed on the Ukrainian borders. And they say this is one of the largest buildups of troops they've seen since World War II. Not sure, you know, what Putin's end game is going to be. Is it just they just want to take Ukraine and then say, all right, guys, that's all we wanted? Is it that they want to move and eventually, you know, fight NATO? What do they want to do? All I know is there's definitely some weird things happening. So remember, U.S. officials said there's going to be a false flag. And by a false flag, meaning, you see, we didn't start this. They did. They started it, which I don't understand. You bring all these, it's like you bring a whole bunch of bullies to the schoolyard. And then they go, we're going to kick your butt. And so some little kid goes, just get away from us, and throws a pebble at the big bullies. And the big bullies go, you see, they started it. He started it. And then they just rain, you know, all fury on the kid and anybody else in the park or the playground. That's kind of how I look at what's going on. But sadly, what this false flag means, what a false flag is they actually plant the kids to throw the pebble. And other people are like, but that kid's not with us. That kid's not with that. What are you doing? What? So we've heard that there's been an assassination attempt, which I think a lot of us think was staged, because the guy got out of it unhurt. And I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I'm so confused about what's going on. But an explosion rocked the pro-Russian separatist capital Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. And it appears to be the start of this long-awaited false flag operation. According to Daily Mail, Russian media claimed the explosion was a car bomb, which was intended to assassinate a top Russian separatist official, but he was unhurt. And so this came hours after Putin's allies in the regions announced they would evacuate 700,000 civilians over fears of an attack attack by Kiev. So now allies of Putin are like, well, we need to get out of here because we think Ukraine's going to attack us. And I don't think Ukraine is planning on attacking. But then again, you know, you put somebody into a corner, you back somebody into a corner and they feel like they need to, you know, try to push them back, they're going to say, you see, they started the war, they threw the first stone. So they say U.S. and Western intelligence agencies have long been warning of a Russian false flag operation that could involve a staged attack on Putin's separatist allies to provide a pretext for the Kremlin to send its forces mass on the border of Ukraine. The fact that they have about 200,000 people, 200,000 forces, and all their equipment on the border, I mean, it's obvious who wants to start war. It's obvious. And that's what these countries do. These countries say, look, you know, well, he started it, or they're, you know, we're not just being big, bad, meanies. You know, we have to defend our country because Ukraine's doing this. or with Japan and World War II and Pearl Harbor, the Pacific Fleet, the American fleet that's in Hawaii is going to be a threat to us, is going to stop us, so we're going to annihilate that threat first. And so, and I don't think, everybody's feeling sorry for Russia. I don't think they're playing a violin for them. But, it's obvious. Everybody's like, well, they're going to back down. We can negotiate. There is diplomacy. I've not seen that. And I'm no expert in war. But it sounds like they made up their mind months ago. They probably made up their mind the second Biden got into office, that they were like, if we're going to have any sort of opportunity, we do it now. We'll take whatever losses, whether it has to do with pipeline or whatever. And I don't think the pipeline scares them, because if Europe wants fuel, they, a month or two later, they might be like, all right, we forgive you. We want our fuel. I mean, this is just really simplifying things, under the slew of, media headlines and pundits and opinions of what's going on. But, trust me, these countries, they forgive each other. Everybody eventually works itself out. And so Russia knows this. Russia knows that if they were going to do any sort of expansion or try to reclaim anything they lost during the fall of the Soviet Union, they have to do it when leaders are distracted, when leaders are so overwhelmed with, their own struggling poll numbers and elections, when they're overwhelmed with so many of the woke and progressive things they have to do, that they're like, great, America just fired a whole bunch of their military because of a COVID mandate. Let's do it. I don't know. I don't know. And again, I'm not blaming the invasion on mandate, but I think there are multiple world leaders looking at it. Who knows what Kim Jong-un is doing? He's probably just sitting there, watching all of this, laughing, seeing what's happening in Canada, seeing what's happening here in the United States. So all this talk of, okay, there's going to be I'd love diplomacy. I would love Putin to go, you want to know what? You guys would make a perfect sense. All 200,000 of you pull back. No. No, they've made their minds. They don't like NATO. They see NATO as a huge threat to them. Later, they don't want that threat, and they want to start mitigating it. And that's my opinion. As a doctor, it's like cancer. There's you can have a cancer cell that's there, and you can say, I don't want to wake it up. I don't want to wake it up. I don't want to bother it. Maybe it won't spread. Maybe it won't do anything. Let's just don't wake up the sleeping giant. And sadly, cancer will make itself known. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarra, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Did I talk to you guys about my, you know, choosing baby formula over breastfeeding? Have we talked about my breastfeeding days? No. Let's talk. No, come on. It's not that bad. Let's talk about me and my breastfeeding. Why not? All right. No, come on. Come on. This is not, hey, it's not that bad, okay? Because we got to talk about this recall going on. Okay, so I wanted to breastfeed my, come on. This is not going to be that bad. It'll be short. Look, the longer you guys do this, the longer the segment goes. All right, if you don't want to hear about my breastfeeding, I would be quiet so I could get over it. The sooner I get over it, the sooner we're done. Can I begin? Thank you. So, I wanted to breastfeed my kids. And I don't know, if the kids wanted it or not. Remember, you know, I'm already kind of double D. And so after pregnancy, I don't know what letter of the alphabet. I don't even think. I think they had to add Greek letters like you do with hurricanes. And so with when it came time to breastfeeding, you know, the kids, I was hoping I could, you know, I mean, it could, you know, cry me a river. I would definitely have plenty of milk. And I didn't. Milk with the first one hardly came, and I think the reason why is Sony was kind of underweight a little bit, and he was starving because I had low fluid. I had oligohydramnios. When you're a doctor and you work as often as you do, even when they put you on bed rest, you're still working, and so I just wasn't making enough fluid for him. So I didn't want to mess around. So when he was born, everybody says, no, don't bottle feed, you know, force the milk, you know, the milk won't come in if you bottle feed. So just force the milk, force him to breastfeed. This kid was starving. I mean, and he was skinny, and he had been losing weight. And I'm like, no, hand me some formula. I'll breastfeed him, whatever, but I, you know, if I'm not going to wait 2-3 days for the milk to come in. You know, this kid was already, he kind of looked like a chicken that was plucked, and he was, you know, he was like really, he was funny looking, you know, and so, you know, I immediately grabbed some formula from the nurse, but he loved the formula, and so a lot of my milk didn't come in anyway. Maybe it's because I started on formula, maybe not, so I tried to do both, but I tried for at least 6 weeks to, you know, get whatever ounce I could, you know, whether it was from the breast pump or whatever, just because I wanted to make sure that I could get those antibodies into him. And then by the time the second baby came, we, again, you know, milk came in horribly. You know, I don't know if it's just, I'm not really good with dairy. Who knows? So I just wasn't, you know, so again, I did what I could for 6 weeks. And so I really couldn't give them the breast milk that I wanted to, but at least I was able to give them some antibodies. And we really did bottles, and thank God for bottles. And interestingly, my mom had something similar. She said, I couldn't breastfeed. Luckily, there were bottles, because if you guys were born before formula came out, we would have had to find like a wet nurse. And I think that's where you get a neighbor to feed your kids. Oh, that would stink. I would hate that. I mean, as a baby, I guess you don't know. So when you do the feed your baby formula, whether it's Similac or Enfamil or Carnation Good Start or whatever, you want to know that what you're putting in your baby is as, you know, pure and healthy and safe as it could be. So when a recall happens with infant formulas, that starts to freak parents out. Now, the FDA has cautioned people because apparently there was a death of a baby. And so this is not anything that we want to play around with. CNN is reporting FDA has cautioned people to avoid certain powdered infant formulas that may be tied to bacterial infections in 4 babies. 4 babies were hospitalized, and 1 might have died as a result. This occurred in Texas, Ohio, Minnesota. 3 infections stem from Cronobacter, a bacteria that can cause severe life-threatening infections, can cause meningitis. We'll talk about Cronobacter in a second. And then another one was from Salmonella. Salmonella can cause digestive illness and fever. So according to the FDA release, which I have right here, they said FDA, CDC, local partners, and are investigating 4 consumer complaints of illness related from products from Abbott Nutritional Sturgis Michigan facility. These were products received from September 20th, 2021 to January 11th, 2022. And they were produced from Abbott's Nutrition Sturgis, Michigan facility. Now, I don't know if we have actual brand names. Here we go. All right. FDA is advising consumers not to use recalled Similac, Alimentum, or Elicare powdered infant formulas. Recalled products can be identified by the 7-9-digit code, and they give us those codes. I'm going to put this on my Twitter and on my Facebook so you guys have it. Additional recall information on the FDA website. But this has to do with Similac, Alimentum, Elicare powdered infant formulas, certain codes, expiration date April 1, 2022. Now, for some of you, you're thinking, okay, no big deal. Parents get other formula. You don't understand. For some of these babies that are very, very sensitive, when you finally get a formula that works and they don't have colic, and they're happy and they're sleeping through the night, changing a formula just is not easy. You know, it's interesting. I know a lot of parents that will still give kids formula after 1 year old. And I have no parents that stop the formula before 1 year old. We don't want you to do that. A lot of, you know, parents are like, well, milk is cheaper, so let me just give the kids milk. Uh-uh. Don't do it, because milk doesn't have all the extra vitamins. These infant formulas are really packed full of, you know, nutrition. So we want these babies on formula at least for a year. But then some parents that can afford it, they're like, okay, well, I'm going to give them even more formula. No, we really want to get the babies used to table food and get them their nutrition from vegetables and fruits. So, you know, that's why roughly that year mark is the sweet spot. So we've talked about salmonella. Salmonella is nothing to joke about. It's commonly associated with raw poultry, eggs. We want you to cook food until the internal temperature reaches 165 degrees. Washing kitchen counters, cookware. So salmonella is something that you can get, like I said, from, you know, just, you know, poor, cooking practices. It doesn't necessarily need moist environments. We've seen it in crackers, cookies. And a salmonella infection could be fever, chills, rash, diarrhea, stomach cramps within hours of exposure. Sometimes it could take, you know, up to 72 hours before you see symptoms. Illness can last 4 to 7 days. Most people recover without treatment, but because of the diarrhea, because of the fever, again, because it's a bacteria, there's still that potential for death. Chronobacter sakazaki. It used to be known as Enterobacter sakazaki. It is a common bacteria, can live in dry foods like powdered infant formula, powdered milk, herbal teas, starches. Chronobacter can cause diarrhea, urinary tract infections, and can be very, very serious. In fact, deadly in newborns. They say infections in infants commonly occur the first days or weeks of life. About 2 to 4 cases are reported to the CDC every year, according to the CDC. But there could be more cases, because they say most hospitals and labs are not required to report Chronobacter infections to health departments. They could cause sepsis, or it could cause a dangerous blood infection. It could infect the brain and spinal cord, causing meningitis. They say infants 2 months of age and younger are most likely to develop meningitis if they get sick from Chronobacter. Other infants are more likely to get sick if they're premature, vulnerable to immunocompromised, if they're receiving chemo for cancer. So what's the first symptom? How do you tell if a baby has Chronobacter? Well, usually they'll get a fever. They are not going to eat well. They'll cry, not a lot of energy. And so whenever you have a fever in an infant, get the fever checked out. I know a lot of you guys are going to telemedicine, and you're calling up, you know, a doctor online when your kid has a fever. When they're an infant, and especially if they're a newborn, you don't mess around. I mean, if you have an infant that's under 30 days old and they have a fever or cough, they go right to the hospital. We do not mess around. Now, I get it. Babies cry. Babies get fuzzy. You know, it's always a scary time for, you know, parents and stuff, but I think a lot of people are not, you know, having the access to doctors or not utilizing their doctors. And if you, you know, do have a baby and you do have a pediatrician, always come up with a plan going, look, I know baby's fine. This is a well check. What do I do if baby's sick? What if I can't get a hold of you? Where do you want me to go? What do? I don't want to waste time at a hospital. I don't want to expose baby to a hospital if they don't need to be. But I also don't want the baby sitting at home getting sicker because I'm, you know, what are the plan? And most pediatricians have a plan even typed out for people and a handout saying this is what to look for. These are the things that should prompt you to go and get baby taken care of. So, you know, yeah. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hennepin County, Minnesota Judge Regina Chu has now sentenced former police officer Kim Potter for fatally shooting a motorist 10 months ago.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
The judge ordered Potter to spend two-thirds of her sentence behind bars and one-third of it on supervised release. Chu said Potter deserved a lesser sentence than the 86-month sentence sought by prosecutors because the officer was trying to use her taser and not her gun. As tensions continue at the Ukraine border, Russian President Vladimir Putin will personally oversee nuclear readiness drills tomorrow. The missile testing happens every year, but with ongoing tensions at the border, the White House is taking notice of the timing, saying Russia is prepared to invade within days. This is USA Radio News. A man who's been accused of shooting a politician in Louisville has been released with the help of the BLM. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Burke.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Louisville Black Lives Matter chapter for helping bail out an alleged shooter.
Less than 48 hours after this activist tried to literally murder a politician, the radical left bailed their comrade out of jail.
McConnell is referring to Quintez Brown, who's free on $100,000 bail after allegedly opening fire in the office of mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Canadian police have started arresting the protesters as part of an operation to end the three-week blockade of the city of Ottawa by hundreds of truck drivers that crippled the capital and prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. So far, there have been at least 17 arrests without using force. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of my favorite artists is Kelly Clarkson. I thought Kelly Clarkson has one of the most amazing voices. I mean, she is up there with Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera. Whenever there's a, you know, Kelly Clarkson song, I mean, and I, you know, I don't really listen to a lot of the words, but man, you know, she's got pipes. So, you know, when I hear her singing, I love her. I even saw her in concert. So I think she is fantastic. I just love her take on things. I love how she makes things bluesy because I just love, you know, bluesy renditions of things. Her Christmas album, I love it just as much as the Mariah Carey Christmas album. And so I'm a big fan. So when I heard she was changing her name, I was like, what? Kelly Clarkson is going to change her name? So basically, Kelly Clarkson is dropping her last name. So her, and she's going to use her middle name as now kind of her last name or her surname. So rather than her being Kelly Brianne Clarkson, she's going to now be Kelly Brianne. So some of you guys are like, Kelly. You know, you guys are like, well, you know, what? Who are we talking about? So, and there's a lot of Kellys out there. We don't want to definitely mix them up. But Kelly Clarkson said the reason why she's doing this, because apparently when you do file in court, you have to come up with a reason. And she told, and according to The Blast, her reason was, my new name more fully reflects who I am. So there's been a lot of controversy. If she's going through a midlife crisis, she's 39 years old, she just went through a divorce, she has a couple kids, she was married to Brandon Blackstock, is it? Yeah. Apparently it was a pretty rough divorce. I don't really know all the details. They were together. They married a couple years after dating. They have two babies, River, Remington. And then I think they, you know, parted ways. And from what I understand, it was irreconcilable differences and all that. And give them some privacy. But the marriage did not work out. Marriages don't work out. And so now she is revamping or what's the word for it? I don't want to use the word reset. There's a better word for it. Reinventing. So she's kind of reinventing herself. And you're like, Kelly Clarkson doesn't have to reinvent. I mean, she has been a household name since American Idol in 2002. That was the one year I didn't see American Idol because I didn't know much about it. But I remember it was on in the background because I had Channel 5 on. And I remember hearing some amazing singing. And I'm like, well, damn. That's good. And I was just thinking Star Search or, you know, I don't know what I was thinking. And so I didn't really officially watch it in the second season, you know, with Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken. I was like, oh, dang, I really like the show. And so I watched American Idol for years. And then I tried to watch all the things Kelly Clarkson did, and she was fantastic. In fact, she made her audition. She sang Etta James, At Last. You know, At Last My Love Has Come Along. Anyway, I love that song. And she was wearing a pair of jeans as a dress. Apparently, she made her own clothes. I just thought she was fantastic. You know, and I loved her choice of artists that she used. Etta James, like, oh, my God, you know. I know. I used to always sing it, and I'm not going to make you guys do it. I won't do it. I just love that song. I'll wait till I'm off air. But, man, you could just belt that in the shower, and it sounds so good. So, you know, she doesn't need to reinvent herself. She doesn't need to rebrand. I mean, she's Kelly Clarkson. But when I saw this, I'm like, this is actually something that we talk to people post-divorce about because we think it's very healthy for them. And you don't want to, as soon as you're divorced, say, to heck with it. You know, I'm just going to move and change my job and change my name and, you know, go into witness protection. I mean, you don't want to make any real drastic decisions in the early days of a divorce or early days of a separation. But once, and this divorce is already a year or two old, if you feel like you are marred with that, I'm a divorcee, or I am still, you know, I'm still connected to this, my identity is still with this other person, or I want a new chapter, something like changing your name sounds drastic. I mean, it sounds like, whoa, you know, did you really have to do that? Especially when, you know, you reverted back to Clarkson after the divorce. That's your surname. Sometimes it's very therapeutic. And I think she is seeing the big 4-0 coming. She has two kids, divorced. She has her own talk show, which I don't know if they're going to change the name because it's called the Kelly Clarkson Talk Show. But I think, or the Kelly Clarkson Show. I think what she's going through is something that I think a lot of people go through. And I don't think it's unhealthy. People are like, oh my gosh, is she going to have a nervous breakdown? You know, her wanting to rebrand or reinvent is actually one of the most healthy things sometimes you could do. You don't have to be who you were in your 20s. You know, for those of you who know me back in my 20s, you're like, okay, yeah, huh, yeah. Dolly has definitely rebranded, okay? You know, I mean, everybody's like, well, you know what? I can't go blonde because people will think it's fake because I was a brunette. I was born blonde. So technically, this is my real hair color. People are like, well, you know what? I can't do, you know, plastic surgery because people are going to think, well, you know, the boobs are fake or the hair is fake or the lashes are fake or my skin is fake or if you want a new look, look at Robert Downey Jr. you know, almost unrecognizable to who he was years ago. You know, even Tom Cruise, you know, I mean, celebrities actually do. They do regret. Look at Terry Crews. I mean, wow, from football player to game show host and comedian, and look at The Rock, football to, was it WWE, to now, you know, you are allowed to ebb and flow with the times. I was told that when I went into broadcasting, they would say, pick one thing and just do that one thing. Like Dr. Pimple Popper, you know, she does that one thing. That's what she's going to be known for. And I'm like, well, that's not cool. I go, there's more to us. We're dynamic. And some of us develop things. I mean, I've always loved sports. I've always loved music. I've always loved, you know, I mean, why can't I, you know, do a show that encompasses all of that? And what if I decide to later just do sports injuries? I love sports. Or what if I just decide to do entertainment news, you know? I mean, I, politics, based on what the hell's going on with Russia, who knows? Maybe everything's going to be all about, you know, war later if we get involved in a whole multi-year conflict. God forbid. So it's okay to reinvent yourself. So for those of you that have gotten divorced, you know, you feel like you're in a slump. You feel like, well, you know, I'm having trouble dating, or I'm not really, you know, feeling like I'm, you know, you won't feel beautiful. You won't feel special. You won't feel good. And if you don't heal yourself first. And just because a lot of your life was about making babies and, you know, the kids, or being there for the wife, or your career, that's the mistake we made, which the Gen Zs are learning. The Gen Zs are seeing us Xers and boomers and the mistakes we made, where we grew up going, you got to pick one job, you got to pick one partner, and then that's what you're going to be doing for the next 50, 60, 70 years. And they end up seeing their parents go through multiple jobs, they see transformation, they see divorce, and they're like, so why am I going to college for one degree if you had two or three different careers? How do I know what I want to do now, and that's going to be what I want to do in my 40s and 50s and 60s? And so these Gen Zs are kind of figuring things out. And so those of us that, you know, thought, all right, well, we got to make that one marriage work, or we got to make that one job work, you know, here we are, middle age, going, wait a second. No, I don't have to be miserable in a marriage. I don't have to be miserable in a job. You know, I want to sing. I want to, okay, I'm not going to sing. You guys are fine. You guys are in the clear. But, you know, there are things I want to do. Why the hell not? What if Kelly Clarkson wanted a new name? What if she wants to tell the world, I'm going to start a new chapter? The old Kelly Clarkson was what you know for the past 20 years. Now you're going to see a new Kelly Brienne. I think it could be healthy. As long as you don't do anything too drastic right after the divorce, you want to think it through, you want to plan it, and a reinvention. I want to travel more. I want to learn a language. I want to be blonde. I want to be slim. I want to be an author. I want to be... That's totally fine. You only have one life to live. And you don't have to cement your whole future when you're 21, 22. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts.
And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, yay, my biggest fan, name is Paul, has an email. I'm not going to go into too much of his personal information, but apparently he's been having elevated PSA. He has had two biopsies in the past. Both were negative. He said, with my increasing urination issues and elevated PSAs, the doctor wants to do more tests. Cystoscopy is scheduled. but Doc wants to do a TERP. He's been advised by his physician brother not to go for the TERP. One faux pas, and I'm going to be in diapers for eternity. So wants to know what I say. And he's included some of the PSA numbers. It is going up. We've talked about prostatic specific antigen. For those of you guys with the prostate, we don't necessarily do as much screening as I would have liked. I think we do need to be more aware, especially in the African-American population. But if I notice that your PSA is under 4.5, and 4.5 is normal, I'm not completely convinced you're in the clear. Because when your PSA is like under 1, I think you're good for a while. But when I notice your PSA is 2 or 3, then I like to repeat it in 6 months or have you check in with a urologist to see if it's rising. And for years, we kind of went by, if it rises more than a half a point in a year, that's concerning. And so I'm looking at some of his PSAs. Back in 2012, he was 4.17. Normal is under 4.5. So to me, that's just too close for comfort, and that was back in 2012. Here we are about 10 years later. He's gone up to 7.3. So not completely horrible, not very frightening, but it's going up. The numbers are going up. And so here he is now, kind of with this, okay, well, now I got to make a decision on what I do with my prostate. I don't know his age. I don't know many other issues, you know, and so I can't. And again, I don't want to go into too much. This is his medical, you know, stuff. But, you know, it's a question, and I like to answer the questions on air. So, you know, in over 10 years, he's jumped 3 points. That's not horribly alarming, but my problem with this is, he looks like he's run high since they started testing him and screening him. And so now what do you do? Well, it sounds like his doctor has done some biopsies, so that's good. But, you know, do we keep trying to find the cancer? Well, it depends on his age. It depends on if he's having, it's a very difficult decision. I don't have a prostate, and so I know men are like, man, women just say, go get the prostate removed. It's not that simple. It's not as simple as getting an ovary removed. There's a lot involved, you know, with the prostate and genital organs, and very, very rarely some things can go wrong. But for the most part, TERP is a transurethral resection of the prostate. So transurethral means you could get to the prostate two ways. You could get there by a rectal exam, which many of you guys are like, yeah, we know. And we'll biopsy the posterior prostate. But if the prostate cancer is in the front, near the bladder, near the penis, then your biopsying from the back might not always get it. And so sometimes as we resect the prostate, and we've done this for enlarged prostates, because an enlarged prostate prohibits you from peeing. And so when it grows and it encumbers and then it presses on the urethra, that's why you guys have issues with your flow. It's because the prostate is just, I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know, sitting next to a very curvy aunt or grandma or in between them on a plane, and they're just kind of, you know, in your seat as well. It's okay. I mean, I love my family members, but sometimes it's like, okay, this isn't working. That you don't get to have the best flow when the prostate's impinging. So in order to improve your flow, we don't want to just take out a whole prostate, you know. So what we do is we resect, and we go through your urethra to resect it. I know you guys are like crossing your legs going, please, no. I'm like, I don't see how it hurts. But I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. It's got to be uncomfortable. So I'm looking at right now something that was published years ago in European Urology. And, you know, it became the gold standard of you know, you in order to biopsy peripheral zone, you know, if you have repeated negative transrectal biopsies, but you have increasing PSA levels, they look to see, well, what happens if we do a TERP? So they look. This was from 2003 to 2004, 43 patients aged 53 to 69, so we're kind of young, were seen for a history of at least two negative biopsies for prostate cancer. 35 men had increasing PSA level, underwent another set of biopsies. Seven patients had prostate cancer. Three were lost to follow-up. The remaining 21 were offered TURP and biopsy of the peripheral zone. Bladder outlet obstruction had no influence on decision making. See, I would say I would say, you know, if you did have to make the decision, if you're already having bladder outlet obstruction, meaning issues, you know, with the urine leaving the bladder down the urethra, that would kind of break the tie. They said eight patients of those 21 had prostate cancer, underwent then the radical prostatectomy where the whole prostate was removed. Six cancers were detected only through that TURP. One with the TURP and biopsy, and one with biopsy alone. After 9 months of follow-up, two of six patients underwent re-biopsy for a rising PSA level, but no cancer was detected. So they concluded that if you did do a TURP and you combined it with transrectal needle biopsies of the lateral portion of the gland, they thought it was safe, high diagnostic power, and it's a good option for those with increasing PSA levels. So here's my thing. Again, I don't have a prostate, so I would not necessarily, steer you, to do something that you guys aren't comfortable doing, which is why we recommend a urologist. But, what makes this so hard for men, you know, for women it's easy. You think I have cancer in my ovary, you think I have cancer in my uterus, you just take the sucker out. Don't even mess with it. But for men, prostate cancer can be very slow growing. And so, you know, for years we were told, well, the cancer's going to outlive you. Why would you mess with it? Well, the reason why is men used to only live till, you know, their 60s. And so, you know, my family, no man lived past 62, 63. And so the concern is nowadays we're living till our 70s, 80s, 90s, and cancer is not easy. Especially prostate cancer can go to the back, can go to the bones. Remember I told you I had somebody who broke his neck, and it wasn't even a bad fall. But when we x-rayed him, this was when I was the ER doc, it turned out that he had prostate cancer that had metastasized to his neck, caused a broken neck. He didn't want to wear the collar when we flew him to Phoenix. He was life flight to Phoenix. When he was there, we heard that he kind of had a fit, didn't want to wear the cervical collar, said, look, I'm not even, you know, in pain. I'm not going to break my neck. And then, sadly, he did. He severed his spinal cord, ended up dying. And so when I think about prostate cancer, to me, it's serious. What are the current guidelines for prostate cancer screening? So they say for men age 55 to 69, the decision has to be an individual one. They're not going to say, all right, everybody gets screened. In fact, when you're over 70, they don't recommend it. But I'm telling you, if you're at high risk, you know, if you're African American, if you're having rising PSA level if you're having issues, you really do need to sit and talk to your medical provider. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.